Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. As some see it, looking towards our future means looking towards our past. Before there was coal, there was fruit, at least in Wise County, Virginia. Wise was once one of the top apple-growing counties in the state, and one determined family is bringing back fruit growing. WMMT's Rich Kirby has this report.
Mountain Rose Vineyard sits in the Hurricane section of Wise County, near the airport and the county fairgrounds. Not coincidentally, it also sits in the midst of a wide area of reclaimed strip mines. Sylvia Ryerson and I visited the Mountain Rose Vineyard and heard the story from business manager Suzanne Lawson and her son, winemaker David Lawson.
Okay, well, let me tell it from a mother's perspective, and then he can tell you from his. David was growing up, and we live on a very small farm here, and he was always wanting to grow stuff. And we grew sorghum cane and made molasses, and we grew fruit and sold it at the farm and set up a little farmer's market. And so he was always doing this stuff, but he wanted to become a farmer. And I said, look, David, you can't become a farmer. That can be your hobby. Nobody can make a living farming in Wise County. I said, you have to get a real job like everybody else. And so we made him go on to college to get a real job. And so he was at Virginia Tech, and he was a senior there. And December he calls and he says, Mom, can you get Dad on the other line? Now, if you're a parent, you always know it's going to be something. It may be good or bad, but it's never a good sign when somebody calls you up and says that. So Ron got on the line, and David said, I've decided I don't want to be an engineer. I want to be a winemaker. And I said, a winemaker? David, are you crazy? We live in Wise County. And he said, oh, I've studied it, and we're on the parallel where grapes will grow. We're close within the range of Napa Valley, even. And he said, wherever apples grow, and you know, Wise County was a big apple-producing county. He said, wherever apples grow, grapes will grow. So we went on this big discussion. And so the next thing you knew, Ron and I have retired, and we're helping David build a winery. So
does Wise County turn out to be a good place?
Yes, Wise County, actually, as far as grape growing goes, of course, every place has positive and negatives. So Wise County has some good positives, that the higher elevation and the lower humidity means there's a lot less use of fungicides to spray on the grapes, which is a big thing in the rest of Virginia. We also have a little cooler weather, so there's not rots. The grapes seem to ripen. They keep their acid, which makes for long-term aging of the wine better than they do in other parts of Virginia where it's much warmer and much humider. Wise County is a little bit more frosty in the springtime, so you have to choose wisely on your site and realize that that's one of your issues. You know, we give up part of the spring, say spring is not as good, but our fall is better than the rest of Virginia, so it's kind of a, I guess, break even. But if I had to choose, I would want a better fall, because then the grapes would come in, and the grapes are of better quality than in lots of other places in Virginia. Because of that, no hurricanes coming up the coast, a little less humidity. So that kind of balances out and makes it a little better, I think.
And would you tell us about the history of this site, of the land here? And has it been in your family a long time? And what is the land use history?
Okay. This is our family farm from my dad's side of the family. In the 80s, the part that we have grapes on was a surface mine for coal, and reclaimed, and at that time we had it reclaimed into more level ground than it was, because if you grew up in the mountains, you want something level, because everything's on a hillside, so we asked them to put it back kind of level. But that also opened it up for us to do some kind of agriculture on that land. So there wouldn't be a winery here had they not surface mined that land, because it was too steep and hilly to have grown anything on before. So that's kind of, we're kind of tied to the mountains in more than one way.
A lot of people might be surprised to know that the grapes can really grow on a former surface mine.
We still get that a lot. We often have people who have come in and think of a reclaimed surface mine land as being barren landscapes and unable ever to grow anything. And we often can just point them to the top of the hill to show them. I would say that the idea that a mine soil you think is poor is actually a positive, in the sense that I don't have to slow down, try try to slow down that grapevine from growing too much, which is the general problem in Virginia. If anything, I may need to speed it up a little bit, but I can manage that through planting them closer together, or manage that through applications of compost or something to improve the soil. It's easier to speed them up than it is to try to slow them down.
In other words, if the soil's too rich, it's just too rich and you can't take that out. But, you know, if you have a poor soil, you can add, you know, you can cover crops, you can do different things to make it richer.
Suzanne Lawson says that while a winery was a new thing for Wise County, their venture met a positive reception in the community.
We've been surprised at how much we've been able to market locally when we first started. We thought there might be a hue and cry against a winery. You know, we're in a very conservative area right here in Wise County, and there has not been.
We do several things that kind of break with traditional wineries, which have been positives for us. We started out with Just Air wines were named after coal seams found in Wise County. We're proud of the heritage in Wise County. And so we named, you know, we have five or six or wines named after.
Yeah. Jawbone was a major coal seam in Wise County. It's a deep mine coal seam. Dorchester, Pardee. Pardee's the area, and it also was a coal camp. Like, a lot of people think first they were coal camps. They weren't. It was just that the coal camps were named after the seams of coal that people were mining. So we actually named them after actual seams. So we tried to be supportive of our history, and I think that made a really nice matchup with our early wine sales because it gave people in this area something to be proud of. This is something we haven't had before. That's just an example. You know, people said, I grew up at Dorchester, or I mined that seam of coal when I was growing up. So it kind of broke the water or the surface for us when we were first getting the business. And it's still we call them our classic wines, and it's a story people enjoy hearing. And they like to take it and give it to their friends and tell that story. So it's all about your story.
Winemaker David Lawson says there is a lot of potential for grape growing as an economic activity in Wise County. There is a lot of the sort of reclaimed mine land that Mountain Rose has had success with. And David Lawson says that winemakers across Virginia are ready to use more grapes than they can grow themselves.
Since we have lower production costs due to the climate in Wise and Southwest Virginia, that there could be the potential for an expansion in acres of vineyard because of the lower production cost and still be able to sell just grapes to wineries across the state of Virginia. They would love to have those ripe grapes with that good acid, which drops out when it gets warm and humid. But we keep that because it's kind of cool nights most of the time in the summer and especially in the fall. There is great potential for it, but it needs to be done in an intelligent, planned, you know, not a just free-for-all manner. And I really still think that people, if they were going to grow grapes in Wise County, that they should talk to me. I mean, you've done it for 17 years.
I will say this, whether you grow grapes, it's also like to speak any other kind of farmer. You really have to be able to do a lot of different kinds of jobs. We get a lot of people come in here and they talk to us about wanting to grow grapes. And they have the idea they're going to be sitting on the patio sipping a glass of wine as the grapes out there grow by themselves. And there's nothing further from the truth because growing grapes is a lot of hard work. You know, if it's something you love doing, there's nothing better in the world. You know, we were picking grapes and the sun's shining and the birds are chirping and it's a beautiful day. But, you know, there was one day we were picking grapes and it was 47 degrees and started spitting snow. So, you know, you have to be in it for the long haul. So it's something you really need to look at seriously. Do a little bit of that work and see if it's something you like. That's one of the things we recommend to people because there's great potential out there. And I think anybody that was willing to work and grow good quality grapes will not have any trouble selling.
Our time here is limited. Mother Nature is here much longer than we are. So your only goal should be to leave things a little better than where you found them by improving, hopefully, the land that my family has been on. It's almost shameful to see the level of agriculture that has been in Wise County if you look in the history books, and then you see the level that it is at today. With today's technology and today's good practices, there's so much more potential to improve what's here.
Winemaker David Lawson. David and his parents, Suzanne and Ron Lawson, operate Mountain Rose Vineyard in Wise, Virginia. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Rich Kirby.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.